Wake up.
It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.
10 minutes it is to 6 o'clock. There are currently no regulations whatsoever in place to control what electricity resellers can charge as a service or vendor fees, leaving prepaid users on the hook for charges that increase every year with no intervention. Vali Padayachi is a former Eskom executive manager as well as a former City Power Johannesburg executive. Joins me on the line now. Vali, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, and a very good morning to your listeners as well.
We are seeing a greater migration, and I would argue that we need to see all electricity users actually going to a prepaid meter system in South Africa. With that move, why do we not have regulation as to how much Africa can charge Vali when Vali comes to buy his prepaid electricity from me?
Well, let me clarify that a bit more. We do have a regulation guideline. So we don't have a, let's say, law, but we do have a guideline from NERSA, the National Energy Regulator of South Africa, that I think was come out in 2016. It's a guideline, right, that NERSA has provided to regulate in part what we call the reseller trading. Now, let me further expand on that. So, in essence, that guideline says that any reseller cannot charge a tariff or a fee that's more than what the licensee or the municipality power utility in question can charge. So I needed to give you that clarity. So in essence, the end user, meaning you and I, if we're living in a body corporate block of flats, etc., cannot be charged more, or we cannot be worse off than what the local authority, the licensee, the power utility, Munich, would have charged us.
Yeah, which absolutely makes sense. Is there a requirement for those vendors to be transparent as to what the fee that they're charging me is?
Yes, I think there is transparency because in terms of the process, the body corporate or the property owner, in other words, the block of flats, the owners, they have that arrangement, that formal arrangement with the municipality, with the licensee, power utility, not the reseller. The reseller is just the agent for that body corporate. So meaning that if you take the body corporate as an example, the body corporate obviously will have the account with the municipality or with the licensee, and then they would approach the municipality, as I understand it, and I can talk from City Power, Jeff, but I think it applies countrywide, with a request come up with a reseller fee. And in essence, the licensee or the municipality or City Power, for example, would come up with an arrangement with the body corporate vis-a-vis to say, okay, we will give you essentially, say, a 10% discount on the current municipal tariff, right? And so the body corporate or its agent, the reseller, would apply that discounted tariff, but add on that 10% to that particular tariff or that particular fee to all of the users in that block of flats, say, and bring it back up to the required tariff that the municipality would have charged if the municipality or the licensee would have engaged directly with that end user. So, in essence, if the municipality did not have that arrangement with the body corporate vis-a-vis that discounted tariff for fee, then the body corporate or the reseller wouldn't have been involved because he wouldn't have been making a profit.
No, fair enough. But what that then highlights to me is that City Power, which provides electricity to the majority of the city of Johannesburg, would then have a separate negotiation, if you like, to what Eskom would, that does supply electricity to other parts of Johannesburg, Soweto, for example, separate from what the city of Cape Town will be negotiating with its municipality electricity account holders. And that, sorry, not account holders, but prepaid meter clients. And that for me is a worrying bit, where there's no uniformity, if you like. And depending on where you are, and I suppose whoever's in charge of the finances in that municipality or Eskom, you then have an advantage as an end user or not?
Well, yes and no, except that the City Power, City of Joburg, City of Cape Town, end of the day, are the only licensed distributor in their licensed area. They just happen to have an arrangement with the reseller or the body corporate, because the body corporate and the reseller are non-licensed, let's call it distribution of power. The only official licensed entity is, as I mentioned, the municipality in question, City Power, for example. But I agree, the level of discount is the prerogative of the licensee and the municipality. So City Power could decide to offer 10%, right? And the City of Cape Town could offer 15%. But the end user, I repeat, the end user would see that gazetted or that tariff that was allocated to City Power or City Cape Town by NERSA, because that 10% and 15% is not an advantage that the customer would see.
All right. Fair enough. Vali, we will have to leave it there. Vali Padayaji, former Eskom Executive Manager and former City Power Johannesburg Executive.